In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The love of the Father is shown to us in the Father's beloved. The love of the Father is that person of the Holy Trinity who took the form of a dove when He anointed the Eternal Son for the sacrifice that makes Him the Messiah in whom alone love is known. The love of God toward us was manifested, was shown in God sending His only begotten Son into the world. The Virgin was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. She gave birth to a Son. He is God and man, God with and for us as one of us. He is the one by whom all things were made, and He became flesh, was made in Mary's womb our brother, and dwelt among us to purify, cleanse, and reclaim us, to love us. He is life, love, and light. He has loved us by laying down His life, by being overcome by darkness, by being a guilt offering for our sin. We then, who have been baptized into Him, who by grace confess not just our sin, but also Him, who have been cleansed by His blood, in Him we are alive. In Him we are beloved of the Father and of the Son in the Spirit. In Him we have fellowship, live in the light, with and by and for and in that most holy Trinity. That is St. John's message. It is the message of Christmas and Easter as well. It is the message of the Church, of the Reformation, of the Apostles, Prophets, and Martyrs. It is proclaimed to you that you too would have this fellowship, this Holy Communion with the Father and the Son in the Spirit. And in that Holy Fellowship, you are also invited and united to John and to Peter and Paul, and to all the saints, faithful saints who have gone before us, and, dear friends, to one another. Communion means at one with. This is impossible love. It changes everything. It turns brawny, unruly fishermen, even the sons of thunder, and conniving tax collectors into preachers and missionaries, martyrs, and prophets. It dissolves ethnic barriers, distinctions of class and sex. For in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. It removes not just the eternal consequences of sin, but get this, sin itself. It turns erstwhile sinners into saints, and even gives them good works to perform for the benefit of their neighbors. God became man to be your brother. The Father rejected the Son on the cross in order to adopt you into His household. The Holy Spirit has made your heart His temple and your mouth His witness. And if that wasn't enough, He bids you come, bask in His grace, hear His life-giving, life-changing words, and feast upon the bread of life that bestows and sustains life. Be joined again to Him. Be in communion with Him and with one another. For the Word made flesh makes common bread and wine into that same flesh and blood He shed for the life of the world. He places Himself in body and blood into your frail body for your eternal good. Thus your eyes see the Word of life. Your hands, or at least your tongues, touch it. And thus, as St. John written, and now your joy is full. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.